Tall Pins. I'm looking down the barrel of a ride at night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. A goodbye city, I'm country bound. Till Monday rolls around.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Santa Ana winds have returned to Southern California, adding a new level of worry to residents and firefighters battling the devastating wildfires. They're blamed for at least 16 deaths across the region, including many in Altadena. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
The number of dead on this fire in Altadena and the fire in Pacific Palisades has been going up. Today, in these burned-out neighborhoods, and as I look around, everything is gone. Every home is completely burned. Today, they will be bringing in cadaver dogs to begin looking for human remains to find more victims.
President-elect Donald Trump has said that Hamas must release all Israeli hostages before he takes office January 20th. And Israeli sources are optimistic that could be possible. The president-elect's Middle East advisor and President Biden's are taking part in talks in Doha this week. 14 Senate confirmation hearings for Trump's cabinet picks. This is ABC News. The special counsel investigating President-elect Donald Trump has resigned as expected.
The Justice Department saying in a filing that special counsel Jack Smith resigned Friday after submitting his final report to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Smith had been overseeing investigations into Donald Trump's role in both the January 6th Capitol attack and the classified documents retained by Trump after he left the White House. Smith saying in 2023,
"We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone."
But after Trump won the November election, the Justice Department dropping cases against Trump as per policy of not prosecuting a sitting president. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Florida's Division of Emergency Management suing a company owned by the family of Congresswoman Sheila Sherfilis McCormick, saying it overcharged the state by almost $5.8 million for work during the pandemic and won't repay. At the same time, a congressional ethics investigation concluded the South Florida Democrat may have violated House rules with her campaign activities. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow across the area. Accumulations will be an inch or less for today, but the big story, falling temperatures as a gusty northwest wind develops, will be in the upper teens by the end of the afternoon. Overnight, mostly cloudy, lows near 2 below. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 28.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's the cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stocked full of them, tell me what's a boy to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does too.
Yeah, I kind of need to walk. But hell, I kinda don't care. I think old Alan Jackson said it best. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And with the refrigerator stocked full of them, tell me what's it for.
Thomas Threaten, Riley Green, that's half of me. Great to have you along. I'm Andrew Jay. How's your sister treating you? Thanks for making me part of it. Here's Martina McBride.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend Daddy wasn't drinking again. But Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Once I thought that love was something I could never. Never knew that I could feel this much, but this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough the way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. You, and don't do something for me.
something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. I love your attitude, your rose tattoo, your every thought, your smile, your lips. And girl, the list goes on. For me, where you kiss, where you cry, where you move when you walk by, there ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me.
Something
where
for
you
me.
Look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have, your dance, your drive, you make me feel alive. The way you talk, where you tease, by now I think you see.
Don't worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks, holding your heart with some good. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. Guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Morgan Wallen featuring Ernest, it's Cowgirls, and it's Andrew J. here. Welcome along. Hope you're having a great weekend. You stick around, Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart team up with a classic, and I got Tracy Atkins for you next.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For five generations, starting in 1883,
Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. 'Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. 5 years later, there's a plumber working on the water heater. Dogs barking, phones ringing, one kid's crying. Apologizing, he says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome to our WRDN radio audience, those that are participating in our morning worship service. We're coming to the time when we open the scriptures and we teach the Word of God. And so if you have a Bible, we'd like you to turn to Titus chapter 2. And our text this morning is verses 3 through 5, Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. And I'll read this, and I'd like to encourage you to follow along. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Father, we are here because of the word of God, and we ask that you would enable us to understand this wonderful book. And we thank you, Lord, for the directives that you have given to each age group in Titus chapter 2. And we pray, Lord, that we would take to heart what you give to us. Father, thank you for this document, the revealed mind of God on parchment, on paper. We bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we looked at last week, we had some specific directives that were given to the men, the senior men in the congregations, in verses 1 and 2. And now we're looking at the senior women who are very key players in a congregation of a house of God where the Word of God is taught and preached. And underneath our introduction there, we have new priorities come with our new life in Christ. And Paul lists these spiritual goals. They're called priorities, if you would, for women in the church. And each are easy to grasp, yet take attention, and they take effort to attain. So the brevity that we have in these words should not cause us to dismiss their significance or their importance. The Ten Commandments, hey, that's not long at all, is it? But what a wallop it packs as far as behavior in society for all people. And so we have that same Holy Spirit who inspires the text here for us. And we have directives that are given to different people at different points in their chronological life. So I want to start out here as we're looking at the age women with a quote by Dr. John MacArthur. He says that they serve the church, the early church, in numerous ways. They ministered to each other and to women in the church of any age, whether they were single, married, widowed, or divorced. They visited the sick and those that are in prison. They provided hospitality to Christian workers. In towns and cities that were strongly pagan, Christian women would go through the streets and the marketplaces searching for abandoned newborns. And since abortion was both dangerous and expensive, and because birth control devices did not exist, unwanted babies were simply abandoned at birth. Christian women who rescued these infants would give them to the church families for adoption. So already they were leaving a mark on the community where they lived, which was an outflow of their walk with God and believing 1 Corinthians 13, love, how important that is as an evidence of the new birth here. So Paul says in verse 3 here, the aged women likewise. Now that word likewise is an adverb, and it means in the same way or in the same manner. Just as the men were described in verse 2 and the goals that were set for them by Paul, the women are to likewise take heed to the priorities that God sets out for them here, the senior women, if you would. Now, they are a rich, rich spiritual resource in the church. And these individuals deserve our esteem, and they deserve our respect. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. They do. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 2 says, the elder women treat as mothers with respect, esteem, kindness, love, courtesy, and thoughtfulness. So we do not have second-class spiritual citizens in the house of God. We're all saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and as Martin Luther said, the ground is level at the ground of the cross right there. So we have some goals here that are set for us right here. And it says that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Now that word holiness is different than the normal words that are used. In the Old Testament, the normal word for holy is kadosh. In the New Testament, the normal word for holy is anios. Anios. I'm trying to pull it up out of my memory bank right here. This word, however, is hieroapos. Don't ask me to repeat it again. But it is only used once in the New Testament. That word for holiness that the ladies are supposed to have as a part of their character. And that word means priest-like. It would even be used to describe a woman who would serve in a pagan temple as a priestess. All right? And Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, uses that very word to describe the demeanor, the deportment that a woman of God, especially a senior saint in Christ, is to have. And she's counted, if you would, as a priestess of God. I know we normally think about we're all priests of God, yes, but here specifically as a priestess of God. William Barclay said this, they carry into daily life the demeanor of a priestess who serves in a temple. I think that is wonderful. Their speech, their walk, their movement, the countenance on their face speaks of holiness. And even their silence. There's such a thing as an angry silence? You know that. You know such a thing as a depressed silence? You know that. And you know that there's such a thing as an angry silence? But here it speaks about a quiet silence from having a quiet fellowship with God. She is set apart, and she knows that there's been a change made in her life because of Jesus Christ. And now that follows with her in everything that she does. I don't know who was the author of this quote, but I want to give it to you. Holiness consists of little things. It is made up of the small things of the hour, not one or two noble deeds that one does in his life. Holiness is the avoidance of little evils. Holiness is the avoidance of little sins, of little inconsistencies, of little weaknesses, of little follies, of little indulgences, of little bits of covetousness, of little indifferences to the wishes of others. Holiness is attention to the little duties of the day. Little words, little looks, little self-denials, little self-forgetfulness. All of these little things make up that one big word, holiness. And the Bible says that one of the chief characteristics of a senior godly woman is that she is holy, priest-like, a priestess unto God. And then the scripture tells us right here, not false accusers. And literally the word is diabolos. And you're right, yes, that's the word for devil. And it is translated, diabolos appears 34 times in our New Testament. And it is a reference to Satan himself. And he is a liar, the Bible says in John chapter 8. He is the father of lies, and he is a false accuser. And so those that are godly are not gossips. Those that are godly do not use their tongue to slander or injure the reputation or testimony of other believers. One old farmer said this, follow your own plow and you'll not have time to speak against another. A lot of wisdom in that. And then it says right here, the third goal they should have is not given to much wine. Not given to much wine. Now, the beer that is sold today in our stores averages about 4% alcohol. The wine that is sold today in our stores averages between 8 to 14% alcohol. But the alcoholic content of the common wine that the people drank in the Bible day was between 2 to 2% alcohol. Far, far, far less than what is marketed today. So, do you still have to be careful? Yes, because alcohol has an addictive quality to it. And it was used for medicinal purposes, we know, in the Bible days, and in places where clean water was not available, it would be a substitute or even diluted more. But these women here, godly women, and incidentally, drinking was a problem on the island of Crete. And drinking is a problem in our country as well. I know, we're talking about fentanyl, we're talking about cocaine, we're talking about this, that, and everything. Alcohol is still a major problem in our own country. And it says here, not given to much wine. Okay, so very cautious in the way that they use that, even though the alcohol content is far, far less than what we would have. Now, the verb here, given, is a very descriptive word because it means enslaved. That's literally the word, we get our word, the Greek word slave from that. And alcohol has an enslaving characteristic where it'll draw people in and they think they're having a good time. The fact of the matter is that these athletes that are earning $3-4 million on the football field, or even more than that in the baseball, they would not be there if they drank the beverage that is being advertised via radio or via TV or whatever it might be. They have to keep their bodies in tip-top shape, and they can't afford to compromise any strength or energy that they have with alcohol. So the Bible tells us here that the aged women are to be careful and not given too much wine. Teachers of good things. In the Middle Ages, Middle English, the word for the word good actually comes from the word God, the Middle English word, okay? And what they're saying is, or would people use the word good to say it had the approval of God? So teachers, the Bible tells us, of good things. Those things that God approves of. Those are the topics that they are to teach. And certainly we have some wonderful examples of women in the Bible that had stellar testimonies and walks with God. We have Sarah, we have Ruth, we have Abigail, we have Jael, we have Hannah, we have Deborah, we have Esther, we have Anna, we have Elizabeth, we have Mary, we have Phoebe, we have Priscilla, and the list would go on and on and on. So there's a lot of good things that the aged women can teach and pass on to others that are new in the Lord here, teachers of good things. Now the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, that women are forbidden to teach or have authority over men. And that's what the book says, that's what we believe, and that's what we practice, okay? Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:12, he says, "But I suffer, or I permit not, nor to usurp or take authority over the man, but to be in silence." Okay, that's just the God-given order, the way God has designed things in the house of God, and there is that God-given order also in the house, in a family as well. But they can teach other women, amen? They can teach children, yes. They can teach their own children also as well. And many times, women, they teach men through the godly example that they live as well here. So they are to be teachers of good things. All right, second of all here, now we have some goals for the aged women, but next it comes here as we begin, verse 4, that they may teach the young women. Is that what your text says next, that they may teach teach their young women. And then we have a list of topics that they are to use as guides to teach young women. Now, what's on that list? Well, first of all, let me tell you, honey, this is how you get a man. And second of all, let me tell you how to put on your makeup. And third, let me tell you how to dress so you can stay up with the styles. And let me tell you how to put your husband in place when he gets to be a little too domineering. Or let me tell you how to keep your figure so it looks like an hourglass. Or how to fix your hair. Or let me tell you how to make some good drinks. That's not there in the priority list that Paul gives Titus to pass on to those in the house of God. But you know, that is the priority among older women as they view young women today. Well, what does Paul say here? He says that they may teach the young women to be sober. And of course that goes back to the use of alcohol. But not only intoxicated not by alcohol, but not intoxicated by this world, not intoxicated by vanity, not intoxicated by the pleasure or sensationalism. Keep your feet on the ground spiritually is what the young women need to be told. And incidentally, it's implied right here. It's implied right here in this list that these young women, if they want to grow spiritually, they're going to listen to the senior women within the flock. They're not going to blow it off and say, they're not going to say, oh, she's not the pastor or blah, blah. No, they're going to listen. They're going to watch. The younger women are going to watch the older women, and they're going to listen to what these seasoned saints have to tell them. They are to be sober. Second of all, they are to love their husbands. That should be a given. Yes, it should be. But you know, back in those days, marriages were prearranged. The guy and the gal many times didn't have any say as far as who's going to marry who. Okay? And that tells us something, does it not? It tells us that love is a choice. It is not a feeling. All right? Yes, today we have the opportunity to choose the one we wish to wed and walk through life with, and marriage is really a type of intense fellowship between two fellow believers in Christ. But they are to love their husbands. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, Paul tells husbands to love their wives as Christ loves the church, and now the wives are told to love their husbands, and marriage is based on love, and a mutual love and a mutual esteem. And when that love departs from the home, things go cold in the relationship. And I don't care what kind of car you drive or how big a house you live in. I don't care what kind of job you have, or what kind of clothes you wear, or what kind of position you might have in your community. If you don't have love in your home, that's a disaster. That is a disaster. And wives here are told to exercise their choice and understand that they have an obligation to love their husbands. Let me give you four quick blessings there that come from loving your husband. They're all found in Proverbs chapter 31. You've read them before. But one of the blessings of a loving wife is she's a blessing to her husband. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. A virtuous wife is a crown to her husband. A crown to her husband. Number two, a virtuous wife, a loving wife brings her husband honor. She brings her husband's honor. Proverbs 31:23 says, her husband is known in the gate where he sitteth among the elders in the land. Sitting amongst the civic leaders of the land, he can do so without shame because he has a wife. He has a wife that brings him honor. Number three, a loving wife wins his confidence. A loving wife wins her husband's confidence. Proverbs 31, verse 11 says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. He knows that his money is going to be safe with her. He knows that his his secret thoughts that he confides in her are safe with her, and they're not going to be broadcast to her best friend or to ladies in the neighborhood. The heart of the husband doth safely trust in here. And number four, a loving wife, the fourth blessing, she earns the praise of her husband. She earns the praise of her husband. I think the first time I went fishing with Aaron Sheldon about 5 or 6 years ago, about the first 10 or 15 minutes, going to make you blush. He just bragged on you. He just bragged on you. And I thought, wow, that's just great. But it says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. And he praiseth her. Four blessings of a loving wife. Love their husbands, the Bible says. You know, and then it says here, they are to love their children. You say, well, man, they ought all love. You know what? You have mixed marriages. And what happens? You have some stepchildren there. And we always think about the stepmother, the ugly, angry, mean stepmother. I'll tell you, there can be some stepchildren that are angry, mean, and rebellious as well. And they're not the most lovable. But nevertheless, the mandate is given right here that they are to love their children. The love of a mother, even for her own, can grow cold. Sin can deaden that. Sin can distort even that instinctive love that a mother has for her own children. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3, that in the latter days there will be perilous times, or there will be dangerous times. In other words, there will be times when the love of many will grow cold, and there will not be that natural affection that parents are supposed to exhibit one toward another. One commentator said this. The philosopher Edmund Burke once made this comment. Even bears love their young and lick them into shape. But they're not people, unfortunately. Spurgeon said this, let the buttons be on the shirts, let the children's socks be mended, let supper be in the oven, and let the house be as neat as possible, and the home the happiest place on earth. Serve God first by doing common actions in your home with a heavenly spirit. Then, if time allows, serve God in His church. The priorities, they can get jumbled up real quick, can they not? Let me just share one other truth before we move on to this next goal that we have here, and we're running out of time. A boy, after reading the classic book John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, he asked his mother what character in the story she liked best. And she answered, why, Christian, of course I like him the best. When he set out on his pilgrimage to the celestial city, he went out alone. And the boy responded, mother, I like Christina best, Christian's wife. Well, why is that? Because when she started out on her quest for the celestial city, she took her children with her. Love their children. Love their children. And then the Bible says here another goal that they are to have is they are to be discreet. That means that they are to exercise care and caution in their actions and in their words. And that protects them, but it also protects it protects them physically, but it also protects their testimony as well. To have a husband who is jealous of you or who suspects that you are flirting with someone else, that is a no-go in a marriage. Women have to be discreet, and women many times are far, far more discreet than the men are. The men need to be discreet as well. But discretion, how important it is. Careful judgment in thought, careful judgment, prudence, will offer protection for her. And so the young women need to be taught discretion. It doesn't automatically come. They need to be taught, hey, don't open your mouth every time you feel like saying something. Be careful. Sometimes people could twist your words and twist your motives, and the next thing you know, you've got yourself into a real pickle here. And then the Bible says here that they are to be chaste. The word for chaste is agnos. It means pure, pure in mind and pure in heart. There used to be, years ago, when magazines were popular, there used to be lots of romance magazines out, and they were not good. They were not good. Fill your mind and fill your heart with that which honors God. Someone has said this, the beauty of marble is in its purity. The beauty of womanhood is chastity. They are to be chaste. They are to be chaste. And then it says here, they are to be keepers. They are to be keepers at home. Their first responsibility there is their house and their husband. And the keepers at home, it's the original word is oikoiorgos. Oikoiorgos. It means workers at home. Literally is how it reads. And a good wife puts in work in the house. In a Jewish household, the married woman had to grind the flour, they had to bake, they had to do the laundry by hand, they had to cook the meals, they had to take care of the children, they had to spin the wool, they had to keep the house, and be responsible for hospitality. And if they had animals, it meant helping with farm work, working in the vineyard, feeding the calves, feeding the lambs. Keepers at home, workers at home. That is a full-time job right there in itself. That doesn't mean that she can't work outside of the house, but her first responsibility is to that house and to that family and to that husband that God has given to her. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 14, I will therefore that the younger woman marry, bear children, guide the home, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Barclay, another commentator I already quoted before, he says, there's no greater task and responsibility and privilege in the world than to make a home. And then we're going to go through this very quickly here. Good. The word good. She is to be good. It's an open-ended adjective, is it not? Because as you look at the world with the eyes of God, we see limitless opportunities to do good. It means beneficial. She's to be good, beneficial. And then obedient to their own husbands. Obedient to their own husbands. You know, 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter cites Sarah and how she, you know what she, how she, remember how she addressed her husband, Abraham? She called him Lord. You know, every time that word Lord would come out of her mouth, it was an act of self-humiliation. She said, I understand God's headship over me, and I am willing to submit to you because I submit to God, is what she is saying. Obedient to their own husbands. Not because she's inferior, but because she knows that she can best glorify her Maker by being the helpmate that God made her to be. So we have some goals right here. We're running out of time. We have some goals for the aged women. We have some goals for the senior women. And the purpose in conclusion is for both groups that the Word of God be not blasphemed. That the Word of God be not blasphemed. In other words, they hold, the aged women, the young women, every believer, they hold God's honor in their hands. His name. Father in heaven, thank you for the word of God, and thank you for godly women. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555. 715-894-7555. 7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. They meet at the Riverview Community Center at 606 West Madison Street in Durand. It's 9 o'clock at Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. Time now for the weekly service from the First Baptist Church of Algiers in Walker, Louisiana.